Allow yourselves to be circulated, allow yourselves to be advanced. So it kind of blends in with the daily message this morning about allowing our currency to delight. So when I said the word currency, there is energetic currency. There's energetic currency. We want to remember that we are light. And so as we can conceive, as we can bestow upon, as we claim, as we adhere to, as we offer ourselves as ready. So that offering ourselves as ready is a very important precipitating moment of discovery. So offering ourselves as ready is choosing to leave the darkness, choosing to leave the ego, choosing to leave what's left behind. So it's sort of like, you know, I was winning in that particular game, you know, hold my place. So we're leaving that old essence or concept of self. This is not just getting a little tiny bit stronger. This is really shifting into a new discovery of self. So allow yourselves to be glorified. Allow yourselves to be equaled. So equaled is you're equal with every other consenting partner. So every other being you can imagine, friend, foe, master, higher, elder, anything where there's higher, lower, you're being equaled. So the equaled is when Jeshua arrives, when Isis arrives, you're an equal stature. You're an equal completeness. So we want to remember that we're moving into a complete state. We're not really growing steadily like learning step by step about self. We're simply shifting into our invested nature. In other words, who we actually are in our truth, beyond the mind, beyond the ego, beyond the suffering, beyond the illusion of separation. So this is a, they want to say, like, on the one hand, it's a gradual consent. On the other hand, it's an explosion, because as you will decide the ways of the heart, as you will decide your place of new beginnings, as you will decide your place of true ascension, it's understood. So it's understood by your divine self, by your higher self, by your Christ self, by your I Am presence, that you are ready. That you are ready to begin to ascend, that you are ready to begin to explode, that you are ready to begin to introduce yourself to a new paradigm of comfort. So when we shift, when we engage, when we enlighten, when we prepare our vessel, our essence, we're no longer in that dreaming state of suffering. So we're not finishing the old argument. We're not finishing the old sentence, because that decision-making consequences here, where we're standing up into victory, because everyone needs to know who they are. So we're not arguing across the table in our old shelf life. We're shifting into a new proclamation of devotion of the ways of the heart. So we're establishing grace. We're establishing true proximity, true self-revelation, true adherence, true light. So as we receive the light, we allow that shift of consciousness to be heard, to be complete, to be set upon, to be self-regulated, to be declared, to be duly noted. So when you say yes to the new, you let go of the old. You let go of the old. So they're saying, like, what we tend to do is we tend to hold both levels, one in each hand. So it's sort of like, I want the new, but my security is in the old. That's what we're purging. That's what we're releasing. So it's like a leap of faith where you actually do not know where you're going, because you haven't seen it before. You haven't arrived before. Of course, you have in your eternal understanding, but in terms of this particular procedure, you're following the truth, you're following the light, and you're leaving behind the old broadcast. So we're not going back to find, like, someone's holding my place in line. There is no place in line because there is no line, because there is no separation. There is only the Christ energy. There's only the empowerment. There's only fifth dimensional consciousness. There is only the we. The we is one. So when you're the we is one, everything is established in your favor because you're acknowledging your true home. Your home with your goddess essence. Your home with your godly devotional self. Your home with your whole self. And so from that place, we bring forth like the earth in its ascended activity and ascended frequency in its ascended vibrational adherence. So we're allowing ourselves to adjust. We're allowing ourselves to dream big. So dream big is really opening up to our light, opening up to our new establishment, opening up to our new understanding of self. So allow that light to be explored. Allow that light to be given. Allow that light to illuminate the darkness that had past presenting in your mind so that you can find your way anew. So allow that to be streamed. Allow that to be delighted. Allow that to be presented. Allow that to just be light like a waterfall. Like it's just ongoing waterfall. And so this is receiving ourselves in our new consciousness, in our new placement. And so remember, there's no more going back. So it's not like, oh, I wonder which one I'm going to choose. It's just like imagine dropping it, just letting it go. You get the new, you don't need the old. Letting it go. Moving into your kind gesturing, moving into your higher essence, moving into your ascended state. So allow that to ring true for self and all others. And allow the shift to occur steadily, where as you receive all others, remember, you're receiving them in a new timeline. You're receiving them in a new broadcast. So the shift is already here. So when you have the conversations, when you have the dates to complete, when you have whatever it is, you're circulating with your light. You're circulating with your new advancement. You're circulating with your explosion of love of readiness. So allow that to be received on all levels. Remember joining with everyone from your higher heart. This also includes yourself. So now we're receiving our life in our place of new promotion, new assertion, new zest of appeal. So as we receive these giftings, there's a new alertness. So you're allowing yourself to receive that, easily assembled, easily assimilated, easy to see, easy to be seen, easy to be explored. So we're receiving direction from our higher self now. And it's easy to take note. So you're not worrying so much like, oh, I don't know any new directions. Your heart does. Your heart does. And this is where you're continuing, they're saying explode, like we're continuing to arrive where we're responding to our heart. Doesn't mean we're walked over. It means that we know what's for the best and highest good of all in all movements. So it's like we're shifting the conversation higher because we already are. We have already arrived. The new earth is already adjusting. And allow that to be known near and far, remembering there's no separation. So who's ever ready to begin is receiving the offering of our highest note. Knowing there's no judgment and no error if someone chooses to play out the old pastime a little bit longer, a wee bit longer. Everyone has free choice without judgment. Remembering love is the master. As we choose the love, as we choose our wholeness, that choice making becomes so exciting for all others that they want to know where to begin, where to sign up. So love is the way. The more that we offer that to all others, the more we'll drop our own sledgehammer. So we receive ourselves with all love and new proxy. In other words, always honoring love, abiding with love, treating ourselves kindly with compassion. The more we can open up to the compassion for self, the easier it's going to be led by our higher self, because there's no more argument, there's no more chastisement. So we're dropping the ego, we're dropping the mind, we're always abiding in the heart. And this is where we function out of our steadfast readiness. So in other words, we just keep saying yes to self. Doesn't matter what happens. We keep moving with the light. We keep moving with love. And love leads the way. And so it is.